Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He is a merciful God. I tell you what, time after time, when I put my nose in the carpet and did what I just told you, Lord, have mercy on me. He bailed me out.
Amen.
He bailed me out. I got behind on my taxes one time. Dumb. We'd never made any money. Never had anything. And begin to make some and begin to increase, so we just spent it. Dumb. Thank God this was a few years ago. But I got behind to the tune of like $13,000, which was a lot to us right then. And that's what I had to do. I just had to put my nose in the carpet and said, God, dumb. We were just dumb. The psalmist said, fools, because of their iniquities and transgressions are afflicted. I said, Lord, I need help, though. Have mercy on me. The Lord dealt with a man. I didn't go telling any sob stories. You don't have to. I told the Lord. Amen. I didn't get up in any service and say, can you help me? Please, can you help this preacher? No. Thank God didn't do that. Now if somebody does, don't judge them. Okay? Don't judge them. Show mercy. And a man that I hadn't met but just a time or two, I was visiting with him on something, and he told me he had had some tax challenges. And he had more money than me. And I said, well, I understand that. I've had some of my own. And that's all I said. This was like at a meal. Later on that same evening, he said, God dealt with him all afternoon. He said, how much do you owe the IRS? I said, well, why do you need to know? He said, I need to know. God's dealt with me about something. I told him. He didn't blink an eye. He said, well, I'll send you $1,000 every month till it's paid. We ain't talking about building orphanages. We're not talking about buying TV equipment for the church. This is Keith and Phyllis being dumb. Everybody say mercy.
Mercy.
Now folks say, well, you were dumb and you made your bed hard, so you got to lie in it. No, thank you. You can believe that if you want to, but I believe in
mercy.
Mercy. I tell you what, every month in the mail, $1,000, $1,000. Of course, we took it right straight and sent it to the IRS, and that thing was paid for. God's merciful. Even if you do dumb stuff. But now, you keep doing dumb stuff and you come back and ask for mercy, he's going to want to say, hey, come on, come here. Sit down right here. Now, how come you hadn't listened to me? This is like the fourth time in the same area. You understand? God will want to talk to you. Why aren't you listening? Why haven't you made changes? And if you just are hard-headed and just rely on mercy to be disobedient and rebellious, that's going to catch up with you. That's going to cost you. But if you're sincere and willing to obey God and follow Him and listen, He will bail you out time and again. Amen? And even if you've sinned and messed up your body with a wrong lifestyle, He will heal you. Even if you've been rebellious and ran from God and did stupid stuff, He will heal you. He will heal you. I know of a man, good friend of mine. He a little older than me. And back in the late 60s and early 70s, I think he tried every drug that there was. And he was flying all the time. This was before I knew him. But he got to Jesus But by the time he did, I mean, he had fried brain cells. I mean, it was pitiful. I mean, his best response to most things was, "Cool, man. Right on." I mean, he's floating. He's not fully there. You understand what I'm talking about? It wasn't funny. I mean, he had fried brain cells. Got in the Word. Began to speak over himself. Now he's pastor of a large, successful church. Articulate. Sharp. I reckon God just recreated some cells. I don't know what he did, but he fixed it. And he's the one that fried them with LSD and heroin and every other crazy thing. Everybody say mercy.
Mercy.
Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy. God has mercy on child molesters. God has mercy on rapists. Someone said, "I don't know that I would." Well, we ain't talking about you. Glad you ain't God. God will forgive any such things and much, much worse if people would genuinely come to Him and repent and ask Him to forgive them. Not only that, but He'll restore to them the joy of their salvation. Amen. And use them. I said, use them. I said, "Well, I wouldn't use them." Well, you ain't God. He knows people's hearts. Hallelujah. They asked for mercy. What'd they get? They got healing. Healing is a mercy. Does the Lord still have mercy today? He said, "Go show yourself to the priest." Go show you to the priest. Now, you'd have to read Leviticus 13 and 14 and know these things, the significance of what he's telling them. What did he tell them to do? Go show yourself to the priest. Now, Leviticus 14. In fact, if you want to just flip over there. Well, no, don't. We could spend a long time there. He gives them instructions. And it all starts out by if the leper is healed. He's outside in the wilderness. Maybe been living there a long time. And he comes up to the wall of the city. And he cries out to the watchman and he says, "Would you send a priest to examine me? Why? Jehovah has healed me." Well, now they know if he's healed, it's a miracle. But they believe in miracles. And so the Lord gave detailed instructions, read about it sometime, Leviticus 13 and 14, about those two chapters, about what they were to look for. Look at the skin, look at the hair in the skin. Sometimes they shut them up for several days, quarantine. And you know, this is interesting because this is way before anybody knew about germs. Did you hear me? Of course, God already knew. Quarantine, why would they do that? Well, because He taught. It's the only reason He told them to. And then if he was cleansed and healed, then the priest would offer sacrifice for him. Beautiful type of Jesus in that sacrifice. And he would pronounce the man clean. They'd shave his head and shave his whole body. And he can be reintroduced to society. He can go home.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Back to his family. He can own run his business. He's back in society. But it's a miracle. But there's only one reason you go to the priest. You've been healed. And what does he tell these 10 lepers that are yelling at a distance, crying out, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on us." And I guess he probably had to yell back to them because they're at a distance. "Go to the priest and show yourself to him." Here's the big question. Why? Why would you do that? You don't want to do it if you're not healed. Because some of these guys, you understand who some of the priests are? They're some of the ones that killed Jesus. And you could be stoned. Being at the wrong place at the wrong time caused them to be unclean before they go to the temple. I mean, you could be in a lot of trouble. There's only one reason you should go, and that's because you're healed. And at that moment, there is not healing manifest in their body. Because we read just a minute later, it happens later. Right in their body. Oh, friend, you can see faith here, can't you? What kind of healing is it? We talked about spirit-initiated healings and faith-initiated healings. There is no doubt. This is a faith-initiated healing. They came to Him. They asked Him for help. Amen. They must have believed something could happen or they wouldn't have come to Him. They must have believed or they wouldn't have asked. He gave them instructions. They obeyed the instructions. Faith obeys. Faith acts on the Word. Amen? This was not spirit initiated. This is faith initiated healing. These lepers initiated their own healing. Didn't they? Jesus is not having a meeting. The Holy Ghost didn't send Jesus out to them. They found, they heard He was passing through and it wasn't safe for them to do this, but they went out there. Maybe it's why 10 of them together. Strength in numbers. And they yelled and hollered till Jesus heard them. They didn't want to get too close, but they yelled and hollered and they pled for mercy. That's faith. Faith makes you do that. You believe you can be healed. That's why you make the effort. You get out there. Cry and call. He said, go show yourself to the priest. Why? They could have looked at their bodies and there's no change. See, here's the big question about receiving healing by faith. When are you going to believe you're healed? When? That's the big deal. The big question. There's no need for them to go to the priest unless they're healed. But Jesus says, go show yourself to the priest. That's what they do. They didn't try to reason it out, right? They didn't walk by sight. They just turned around and headed that way. When did they get healed? When? Not as they stood there and reasoned. Not as they stood there and questioned. Well, Jesus, why should we go to the priest? We're not healed. That's how you stay sick. You understand, even people that believe in healing, so many times go to meeting after meeting, prayer line after prayer line, turn in prayer request after prayer. Y'all keep praying. Y'all keep praying. Well, when are we going to believe we're healed? When? Well, so many times people, they're not acknowledging it, but they're not going to believe they're healed until they see healing in their body and feel healing in their body until the doctor gives them a good report. And then they go, okay, great, it happened. Well, then there was no faith involved at all. If you wait to believe you're healed till you see you're healed, it's too late for faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Ten Lepers, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1024. That's R-1024. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God who gives me the victory.